BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we find out more about K-pop. That's Korean pop, thanks to one of our listeners. Charlie Slop is in on Fat Tuesday to play Real or No Real. Chris is worried we're running out of music again and has some more examples to play us. I'm the victim of theft, and Hugh Stevens gets wet on today's innuendo bingo. Thank you for the clips, by the way. Keep sending them to my email.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So you know it's been Access All Areas all this month. What we've done as a kind of finale is we have handed over the studios of Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra to our listeners. Now, thousands of people applied to use the studio. Do you remember we were asking about this?
Yeah.
You can come into the studio, the world famous Radio 1 studios, for an hour and you can do whatever you want. So people have been doing this since the weekend. There have been people in hour slots every single day.
I love this because it's not just people doing radio shows, is it? It's like you can just do whatever you want in the studio.
Yeah, we said to you, we're opening up our doors and you can do absolutely anything you want in the studio. So some farmers came in and then rang up some other farmers to talk about lambing.
Are you scruffy because you're mid-lambing?
We are, yes.
Fantastic.
It's 4:30, but I've washed my hands before touching the phone.
Lambing chat.
We've got farmers on.
Yeah, farmers are been in. And also, this is quite cool. Karen decided to have her hen do in the Radio 1 studio.
Just the night away, live your life and stay young on the floor.
Imagine having your hen in the Radio 1 studio. That's pretty cool.
Dance the night away.
Karaoke was on.
Somebody drink a little more.
We did say you could do whatever you want. Already today in the Access All Areas studio, somebody's been trying to do world record attempts. There's been a guy who has just talked about being at Radio 1's big weekend in Hackney in 2012 for an hour. And happening right now, I'm not supposed to do this, but I think I can...
Is this a good idea?
This is happening now. There is an hour of K-pop music.
What's that?
Korean pop. With a bloke called Sam. He's hosting it. I love K-pop.
So sorry, this is going on right now.
Yeah, this is what he's doing in the Access All Areas studio right now. Because he loves K-pop. Now, I've just met Sam before because he's literally just across the way over there. Doesn't look like the kind of person that would be into K-pop, but he really is.
In Korea, they have a mandatory military service for all men aged between 18 and 35. There are very few exceptions to this apart from some sports stars and
World Cup players,
I believe. So at one point or another, most of the male pop stars are enlisted into the army for 21 months or up to 24 months.
I want him to play some G-Dragon because that's my favourite K-pop artist after Psy. I went to this Korean restaurant about a year ago and they were playing videos of Psy and also some girl bands. The Korean girl bands have far too many members in. You know, like here you'd have like 5 members max?
Yeah.
In a Korean girl band, about 30. How are you going to learn all their names?
Fair play to him. I like this.
I know, it's a great idea. But I'd like to have... I'm going to ask for a request. I'd like to hear some G-Dragon, please, Sam.
Is this you or him?
No, this is not the next song. This is Sam's K-pop hour. How cool is that? Now, tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a special one-hour show highlighting the best and worst of what our listeners did when they got the opportunity to be in the Radio 1 studio.
So this could be anything. This could be like from difference between a hen party.
Yeah,
or...
I mean, there's people doing Beyonce. There's people doing a Ferrero Rocher record attempt. People having a hen do. People talking about lambing and farming.
I went past yesterday and there was a group of lads in there and they sort of dragged me in and they did a quick Bombaleo Wednesday. That's all they wanted to do.
Yeah.
Just shout Bombaleo.
They could do anything they wanted. So that could be a good listen, I think. Tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock, the best and worst of what happened in that Access All Areas studio. Some people are saying that Sam, who's just one of our listeners, should have his own show.
I think that's a great idea.
Get a K-pop show on Radio 1. It's huge.
I don't think we've got that yet.
No. I mean, I don't know whether many people will listen. I would. I would. Even if it was on at like 4 o'clock in the morning, I would get that on iPlayer.
You're obsessed with this K-pop, aren't you?
Yeah. I really am. Some people are saying, can we hear what G-Dragon sounds like? That's Jason. Also, Hannah's been on. Play G-Dragon, says James. Okay, this is his biggest hit, Crayon. Korean pop is huge. This has had like 19 million views.
Get your cray on.
Oh, yes.
Why so serious? Get your crayon.
Get your crayon. Look him up, G-Dragon. Get your crayon. Get your crayon. Get your crayon. Get your crayon. Look up the video and say what you see.
Oh my god, it's had like millions of views.
Yeah, 90 million. If you ever go to a Korean restaurant, like, they play these videos all the time, just on a small TV in the corner, and you will be transfixed, because the videos look like they cost money.
Mm.
Like, they're expensive videos. What are you saying about G-Dragon? Describe.
Oh, my God. The Crayon song's got 31 million views.
Yes.
But the video's a little... it's like an attack on the senses.
Yeah.
You know, like the Psy videos?
Yes, same. They're all quite fast-moving.
Yeah.
I love that. And Sam's having a great time at the moment in the Access All Areas studio, just playing his favourite K-pop hits. What a brilliant idea for Access All Areas. Okay, so coming up in 15 minutes, it's Huel Stevens with today's Innuendo Bingo. We've got some brilliant new clips. Remember, we can't make this without you, so keep sending in anything you might hear that sounds a little bit rude on the radio or TV. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Huel Stevens, hello.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Now, I hear you've been to A&E recently.
I did, yeah. First time ever to A&E.
I don't believe that. You're Welsh.
No, seriously.
What?
Right. What does that mean?
I don't know.
No, some of my best friends are Welsh, but they've all been to A&E.
Who's the one you love? Bonnie Tyler.
Well, she's not my friend, Huel.
What would she say if she goes to A&E?
Oh, I tell you what, I cracked my ribs. I mean, rotten I did. I was on the yacht in Merthyr, as it goes. I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
It's more kind of deep in it, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. All right. What did you do? Crack your ribs?
Yeah, I had an indie injury.
Oh, man.
An indigery.
So what happened? Did you fall on your guitar?
Yeah, well, I fell on some drums.
Oh, man. Oh, see?
I love it.
That's the way he wanted to go.
Yeah.
You know?
I was having a lovely time. Wasn't drunk, everybody. I was just wandering around down the gig, and I fell onto this drum kit, and, ooh, that hurts.
Oof.
Following day, A&E.
Mm. Wow.
So I am in pain, but I'm still going to do Innuendo Bingo,
good.
Guys.
Yeah. I mean, this is a rib tickler, so you want to... they better be on good form. Are they back on now, your ribs?
Yeah, I think it's getting there. Yeah. It's been a week, so.
Guess who's hosting the NME Awards tomorrow?
This is too cool.
I know.
Excited?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I think so, yeah. I've got my suit sorted.
Good.
I've shined my shoes.
Yeah.
I'm going all in, because I'm a host. I'm going to, like, glamour, you know?
There's nothing to worry about, though, because indie bands, I mean, they love paying attention at award ceremonies.
Yeah, of course. Once at the NME Awards, the Cribs, right, the ultimate indie band, one of them skidded over a table, hurt his, like, slashed open his knee on a bottle. This is a good indie injury, this.
Yeah.
And Zane Lowe saved, I think it was Ryan from the Cribs' life, pretty much. I think he bandaged up the Cribs.
What?
Yes. So what, I'm hoping for something.
Right there in
really?
The awards.
In the awards, like, smash! Wouldn't happen to the Brits, would it?
I'm a keen first aider, mate.
Yeah.
I reckon he's got all the badges. I do.
Secretly.
I think if you were choky on, like, a fishbone, Zane would be there going, whoop! Mrs. Doubtfire style.
Stand back!
I know the Heimlich. It's all fine. Oh, listen, good luck with that tomorrow. That's really
thanks,
good.
Scott.
You're a perfect host for that.
Yeah,
because I know that you'll get on with it. You'll do the business.
Yeah, David Orban's here. Paul McCartney, they know that they're getting awards.
Seriously?
Everyone else up in the air. McCartney!
Oh, God, that's mental. Paul McCartney's going to be there.
Now, how's it work? Have you got the pre-prepared jokes or anything like that?
No jokes, mate.
No
straight
joke.
Through.
Yeah, but that's how it should be.
I agree.
Don't
think
wang on.
Indie bands do not laugh at jokes because they're too indie to even talk most of the time.
Exactly. Just so, boom, boom, boom.
You know what I mean? They don't want to hear jokes. So
go for a run through later on this afternoon.
I'm really pleased for you. That's really going to be good.
Thanks, Scott.
So Huel Stevens has taken time out of his busy rehearsal schedule for the NME Awards to play Innuendo Bingo next, even though he was in A&E just 2 weeks ago with crack rib. So
radio.
I appreciate it.
Radio martyr.
I know. You're a martyr.
Martyr Tidville.
So we'll play Clean Bandit and Jess Glynn, and then we'll get on with it. So if you want to go to the Radio 1 website, even do it on your phone, click on the massive button that says play, and you'll see it.
I'll give you like a 30-second warning when we're turning the cameras on, but just go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. OK, the world can now see us. Let's put the cameras on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
And we welcome today's viewers to Innuendo Bingo on the Radio 1 website. What's up, Hugh? You've got a right face on.
Oh, sorry.
What's up?
Hi! Oh. Is that better?
All right, showbiz face. You had a moody resting face there, and I was like, what's up with you?
Okay. Oh, come on, it's a good day. It's Innuendo Bingo day.
It's Innuendo Bingo!
Yeah, he can't wait for this to be over.
No, it's all good.
Get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can watch Innuendo Bingo. Because Hugh's on it, and thanks. He's doing the Enemy Awards tomorrow.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay, so let's take a lot of water in the mouths, please. Lovely. Nice big gulp there. Let us know if you're watching. First, we're going to the Channel Islands, of course, and their local radio station, Island FM, where they've been interviewing a policeman about a missing suspect. Now, you'd think this guy would be pretty easy to spot.
A motorcyclist was seen by two forestry workers. They described him as having a goatee beard, but most importantly, a distinctive helmet.
So look out, Channel Islands people, if you see him.
A distinctive helmet.
Dan's watching for the first time on his phone at a service station on the M3. Oh, I hope that's Fleet. That's my favourite. Oh, I spent hours there.
Fleet.
Fleet, yes.
It is the best.
Really. Is it?
Yeah, it's the best of all the services.
How do you not know that?
Yeah.
Is it?
On either side, it's equally as good. Oh, you go over the bridge, so good.
Wow.
Gareth from Castleberg is saying, I'm buzzing to watch Innuendo Bingo for the first time. Thank you to our secret source in Guernsey for that last one. Now over to Pete Tong's show from this Friday just gone on BBC Radio 1. Pete's got a bit of an exclusive for us and... Well, I'm very excited for it.
This from an excellent new EP from a DJ you really got to watch out for in 2014. He's on the rise. Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is My Balls.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is new track.
This is My Balls.
Pete Tong there. My Balls.
Amazing.
Really good.
Is it why he says it? He should have like an out compilation called that.
This is My Balls.
Out now.
Out now. Okay. Come on, guys. Let's get the spray in here. Come on. Ooh, it's very tame so far.
Yeah, it's lovely. Just easing.
I know. Just around. Easing yourself in.
Easing, yeah.
Come on. One of our favourites from last week now. And we spent most of last week getting our heads around the rules of curling, didn't we all? I mean, there's the stones, the brushes, the face, the ends. Here's a top tip for all of us from the actual commentator.
It's a difficult shot to play, that.
Yeah, very difficult shot. And lots of people do it in different ways. Some come across the face.
Oh, my word.
Josie in Huddersfield's watching for the first time. Dan confirms he is at Fleet Services. Big up, Fleet! And another Dan is pretending to study in French.
Come across the face.
Winter Olympics there, curling, all the rules. Over to BBC Solent this weekend now. And presenter Julian Clegg has got this poor listener all overexcited.
Judy got very wet this morning. So wet.
I was soaked.
You had to take your trousers off and sit in your undies.
Oh, that's a good one.
Simon in Bournemouth emailed that one to me. Give yourself some points.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. I'm soaking.
Where are you wettest?
Kind of under bum. Mm.
Under bum.
Is that an area?
Yeah.
Judy got very wet this morning.
Next to ITV's This Morning. And in the kitchen, a chef makes an offer to Philip Schofield that I think he's going to find very hard to turn down.
A lot of those recipes are from my nana and my great-grandma. But today, I want you to be Johnny to my Fanny.
Oh, God.
Nicky in Swindon, good spot.
Who's that talking? Who's that celebrity chef? I don't know that one.
I'm not sure.
We don't actually know, but It was good.
A lot of those recipes are from my nana and my great-grandma. But today, I want you to be Johnny to my Fanny. Mm.
And now a classic from Simon Mayo on BBC Radio 2. Now, Simon often reads confessions from his listeners, although none of us expected to hear this, especially not on Radio 2.
Bought a couple of bottles of bottle-conditioned stout from the market for myself and went to a cheese stall to get something for my wife. Now, she's partial to a bit of blue vein.
I still love that one.
Oh, no, no.
Hugh, next time get him in the face.
Oh, no.
He did.
Blue vein's my favourite cheese as well, I think.
She's partial to a bit of blue vein.
And some people don't like it. I love it, me. Over to coach trip now. And some of the older passengers on the... Some of the older passengers on the coach are trying out something that they've not done for a few years. And they are a bit out of practice.
But before getting wet, the group need to get their rubbers on. And some are finding it tougher than others.
Oh!
What was that?
It's the music.
The old dears were putting on their rubber wetsuits. Connor and Crawley spotted that one.
Before getting wet, the group need to get their rubbers on.
Finally, another one of our favourites from the Winter Olympics. And at the ski cross, the crowd of thousands really do get an eyeful over there in Sochi.
Look at Flisar, the big Slovenian.
Oh, my
word. With the strong man moustache.
He's getting up. He was... Oh.
How is he even alive?
That was huge.
He just did... I'm not joking. He did 60 metres. I can see his bomb hole on the landing.
The hole is bum left in the snow.
I can see his bomb hole on the landing.
That's today's Inu and a Bingo. Some good clips. Very good clips. Thank you very much. If you participated in the sending in of them, thank you to Hugh Stevens for Indiendo Bingo. Good luck tomorrow for the awards, Hugh.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I haven't mentioned this to you yet. Right, so I was at a cafe earlier. I just literally sat down outside the cafe because it was sunny for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'd just been to the shop to get some chicken breasts for later on.
Chicken in a bag?
Just for chicken in a bag, you know, Tuesday night and all that. Somebody actually came by while I was on the phone and took my shopping bag.
Well, you've been robbed?
Like, the whole thing.
You've been robbed?
Right, so I'm sat outside the cafe. The shopping bag's just by my legs, right? It's just got milk, chicken breasts in it and some rice. They took it away. I've been robbed.
They've taken your breasts.
They've taken my chicken. I don't know, but it's actual daylight robbery.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Daylight robbery?
It's just a grocery bag. Seriously, man. I mean, obviously there's food in there, but there's nothing really of value in there. Why have you nicked my shopping?
So, I mean, it's an inconvenience for you, isn't it? But did you not notice it? I mean, you didn't...
No, yeah, but I did, but right then I'm not going to run after them, am I?
Oh, that would have been great.
I was on there.
To watch that.
I was on the phone.
That.
But I couldn't believe it. It was like about 9 o'clock this morning. I was like... Like, just open mouth.
But you could see him running
face
off
of fish.
With your shopping bag.
Yes. And crazy. I wasn't going to go like, stop thief, he's got my chicken breast. That's even more embarrassing.
What did he do? Did he crawl under your table or
no,
something?
No, just literally, like, was walking, like, maybe a jog, went whoop, and took it. Like, one foul swoop. Don't laugh.
I mean, it is a crime.
It is a crime.
But I think you should have given chase.
Stop! Can you imagine me giving chase to any kind of thief? I think not. Just wanted to share that with you.
Okay, well, I mean, it is a crime, technically, but...
taking my supermarket shopping.
He'll be cooking up some lovely chicken tonight.
That's right. Okay, it's 2:15 on Radio 1. Haim were in the Live Lounge earlier with Fern Cotton. I love Haim because they've kind of forgotten that they're famous.
What do you mean?
Well, at Beyonce, they were saying, at the Brits, they were, like, right at the front of Beyonce, and Beyonce apparently made a hand gesture to them. She didn't. So they just think she did.
That's harsh. You know, if they think that, like, and they're super fans.
Yeah. But it's like we've mentioned this on the show before. Like, when you think that a pop star has given you a special kind of, like, a wink or an eye, it's not you. You just think it is because you're a fan.
And at every concert you go to, there'll be a moment where you're convinced they're looking at you.
They're looking at me. They're looking at me. They're probably not. I'm just saying.
to them, they just see like a blur. Is
but
Haim,
Haim, yeah, Haim were just saying on Fern Show earlier, they totally believe that Beyonce was doing a gesture to them. But like, let them have it.
She might have been, Scott.
Because yeah. They were going crazy at the front. Also, Khalees was wandering around earlier, and they fangirled her as well.
Really?
Like, you're actually famous yourselves. Don't forget. They did a great cover of EXO by Beyonce, and they also did If I Could Change Your Mind, the current single, which we're going to hear now. This is Haim in the Live Lounge. A little bit of MJ in there, wasn't there?
Yes. Is that your impression?
Isn't it? Just a little bit. Haim, If I Could Change Your Mind... I bet the pictures are great because is that one of them on guitar or is that someone really showing off in the background? They're still going now, listen. I bet there's a good picture of the guitarist. Yeah, all right, love. We get the idea, you can play. Still going. Favourite is when someone gets a guitar solo on tour and they just show off for like 5 minutes. Mm. Like the artist has just left, but they're just still going. And on the drums as well, occasionally you get a show off, don't you?
Yeah.
That's Haim from the Live Lounge. If I Could Change Your Mind. Video's up later. What's going on, Chris?
Well, I'm just worried that we're running out of music.
Again?
Again, yeah.
Oh, is it something you spotted on the Radio 1 playlist?
I've just sort of been banking them back up again. You know, a while ago I claimed that we were running out of music.
Yeah.
And that songs were starting to sound very similar to songs that we've heard before.
You got some more examples for me?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll slot that in later. Also, do you remember yesterday we were talking about how I was in Sweden at the weekend and there was a particularly kind of having to grab the sofa moment on one of the Swedish interviews I saw between the chat show host, can't remember his name, and Lord... and Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. And I think it's because, like I said, it's not this guy's fault, the interviewer. English is not his first language. So it just makes the interview a little bit uncomfortable. And as we were saying yesterday, in Europe, there's no filter. There's no such thing as small talk. When they're interviewing pop stars, they get right to the point. Can make it really quite cringe. Got some examples for you just about 2:40 this afternoon. Have you heard this track of the day? It's called... Baseline, it's by Got Some. They're imminently going to explode onto the house scene. I'm telling you. Annie Max all over it and Pete Tong and Scream on Radio 1. It's our track of the day.
This is my baseline.
This is my balls.
Just slips in a bit of Pete Tong there from earlier, Innuendo Bingo.
Andrea Oliver, teaming up with DJ Leroy. This is my ball.
Yeah. Kind of inappropriate place to put it in. Sorry, Pete.
We've rocked you in Ibiza.
I think that is about the biggest moment we have ever had.
Held parties of legend in Miami.
Absolutely amazing.
Now we come to you live and direct from the offices at Radio 1. Hey, hey, hey. This Friday night from 7, join us for the most exclusive house party we've ever had. Featuring an immense lineup of Radio 1's dance DJs and guests. Join the party from home and watch the entire evening live online. This is my balls.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I haven't seen Chris laugh like this for some time.
It's so childish, I'm sorry.
It's very childish. It's just a clip of Pete Tong from his Friday night show on Radio 1.
Andrea Oliver. Teaming up with DJ Leroy, this is my balls.
It's just the name of the track. The new track that Pete Tong was playing.
No one says it like Pete Tong.
I know. That was Lord and team. So talking a bit about this yesterday, in Sweden at the weekend, I saw a fairly awkward chat show between the host, who apparently is Norwegian, not Swedish, thanks to the Scandies for being on and telling me that. It's just... an awkward chat because English wasn't his first language. They had Lord on, they had Jared Leto of 30 Seconds to Mars. There were lots of long pauses and lots of questions that we wouldn't really ask here. But you've never really thought about this before. Bands like One Direction are global, same as Lord. That song's been massive everywhere. And 30 Seconds to Mars. So these people go round the world doing different interviews, but we never get to hear them. We just get to hear mostly the American ones and the ones here.
Well, I think they get away with more on these like foreign chat shows, don't they?
I think what happens is people at One Direction think that we will never hear them here, so they mess about a lot more.
Yeah.
So we've got a few of these coming up for you. What you'll find is they ask much more direct questions. If anyone has any examples of these that maybe you found on YouTube, then send them in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So here's one from a German chat on Bravo TV with One Direction. Listen to this. It's very direct in a way that we probably wouldn't be.
Are you guys single? I have to ask you.
I am.
I'm single.
I am.
Yeah.
I've got a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend. Boo. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Are you in love with her? Totally.
Oh, no, she's great. She's great. We get on really well. I mean, it's kind of hard when we come away to place and stuff, but we just make the best of it. So.
How long have you been together?
Nearly 10 months now. Oh, something cool. Like that. So.
Very nice. All the best of luck for you.
Thank you very much.
I love that. Have you got a girlfriend? Yes, I have. Are you in love with her?
It's quite blunt, isn't
Whoa.
It?
Whoa. And we wouldn't be that direct.
No.
When was the last time you made love? It's that kind of thing. Okay, right. We wouldn't ask that. I'm obsessed with these interviews abroad with pop stars.
Yeah.
It's my new favourite thing. After seeing an interview on Sweden TV with Lorde and Jared Leto, I thought, we've got to dig some more of these out. The One Direction one in Germany. So do you have a girlfriend? Are you in love?
I've got a girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend. Boo. No, just kidding. Just kidding. Are you in love with her?
Are you in love with her?
What? So we found another one, and this is a lady called Petra Mid. Now, if you remember, she was that bonkers lady that hosted Eurovision last year from Malmö. Do you remember her?
Yeah. Oh, right. Is she the one, she kind of puts on the voice a little bit?
That's right. She puts on a kind of British voice. I think she's a comedian, but we don't really get the humour. So she's interviewing Mika. Her! Huge still in France and Italy. In fact, I think he's on French The Voice and Italian X Factor as judges.
Has he had loads of songs out?
Huge there.
But songs that we don't know about,
yeah.
I take it.
Yeah, he records them in French now. But you remember Mika off of...
Grace Kelly.
Off of Grace Kelly and the others. Big Girl, You Are Beautiful.
Oh, yes, I've forgotten about that one.
Yeah. So here he is in Sweden with Petra Mid, who's a big interviewer, like really famous interviewer over there. Just check how cringe this is, please.
I mean, normally you and I meet in London for a cup of tea at the Modern Tate Gallery, you remember?
Yeah.
But now we're here with all this media. Let's play along with their charade. You were born in Lebanon, spent a lot of time in Paris. Yeah. Your youth in London... And now you and I are dating in Stockholm.
Yeah.
Isn't life funny?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
If we were to have children, not right now, but in a couple of years, where would we have them grow up?
In a cellar.
Okay, that's a really weird thing to say, Mika. But then her questions were also really weird. But because they're abroad, they think, oh, no one's going to hear it back in the UK. We'll be fine.
What, you mean their answers?
Yeah.
A bit funny.
Well, if they're going to ask weird questions, I'd be like, well, I'm going to give you a weird answer in the cellar. So now we move on to a German interview with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Now, I think this is the MTV Awards. Think about the weirdest first question, right? So Macklemore, huge stars, just walked up to you. What's the first thing you ask? Don't ask anything about the performance or the album. You ask...
What is better than a schnitzel?
What's better than schnitzel? First question. Listen to their response.
What is better than a schnitzel?
Than what?
A schnitzel.
A schnitzel, a pretzel.
I would agree.
How do you like to be called?
Big...
The best. The best.
The best.
It just seems awkward, doesn't it?
It's because it's not their fault, but like sometimes it does get a bit lost in translation. Like this next one. I mean, this first bit is completely, like, no one understands what's going on. It's Justin Bieber in Germany.
And what's your favourite moment during such a show?
My favourite moment in my show is probably...
Come on, Justin.
I like performing down to earth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he said he likes performing down to earth, all right?
That's one of his songs.
That is one of his songs, but it kind of gets very lost in translation. So he's thinking about it, and he's like...
It's probably...
Yeah. Come on.
I like performing down to earth.
She says...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Down with the audience, or where? In front of the audience?
No, my song is called Down to Earth.
Ah, your song. Yeah. You're talking about your song, okay.
After that slight kind of awkwardness, what would your next question be to Justin Bieber? How would you bring it back?
You see, I think Justin Bieber's been quite patient, and he's not a patient guy.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But he's been quite patient there, all things considered. But I think it's because you allow a certain amount of, you know, you let the interviewer, because the language barrier, you just kind of leave them to it.
You forgive a bit. But yeah. How would you bring that back? What would your next question be?
Oh, I don't know. Talk about another one of his songs.
Mm.
Or what's your favourite colour?
Okay.
Do you like to bet?
Do you like to bet?
How weird.
Is the next question.
Do you like to bet?
Well, I'm too young to bet. You have to be like 18.
But maybe with friends, you know? Sometimes you bet with friends, no? Never?
I guess, but I'm not really... I don't really like to bet that much.
Loads of good music today. Green Day, Know Your Enemy. Before that, Le Youth. 1975 in there as well. And David Guetta. Is he playing Bop It halfway through that? Bop it.
Hey, it's a bit, isn't it?
Bop it. Bop it. Hey. So Chris is very concerned because obviously Radio 1 is a new music station. We play new music. We break hundreds of bands and artists, but there's a slight problem.
I'm just really concerned that at some point we're going to run out of music. Like, there's only a certain combination of notes you can do in a song. And I feel that some songs are starting to sound like songs that we've had before, and that we're running out of music. Last time we gave a few examples, one of which was a Haim song that sounded remarkably similar to a Going Round the Twist theme, Round the Twist theme tune, for those that would remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it goes on. I've noticed there's a few songs out at the moment.
Is it getting bad again?
Well, I'm concerned we're going to reach a point at which there is no new music.
And then what's Radio 1 going to do?
It's a massive problem for us. And it's worth, I genuinely think it's worth bringing up with the management here.
I never thought that we'd see the day where this would happen.
But you just expect music to keep coming and keep coming.
I mean, David Guetta's a prime example. This track. Bang, bang, my
baby shot me down. I mean, this is almost identical to a song by the Audio Bullies.
Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Why does he think that we haven't noticed? It's the same.
But I mean, that's an easy one. You know, lots of people have spotted that. I mean, you get loads of texts about that.
Yeah.
And then there was this track of the day yesterday, the Aloe Black song. Well, you can tell
everybody. The Man. Yeah, you can tell
everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I mean, it was quite obvious where, you know, he'd got his inspiration from for this one. And you can tell everybody. Oh. This is your song. So you can tell everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite blatant, that one, isn't it? And you
can tell everybody. Yeah, we are running out of music, you're right.
Yeah. And then there's that new Lily Allen tune I've spotted. Sound,
I know. A lot of people do sometimes text in about this. Similar to MIA.
I'm kind of scared of her on Twitter, though.
Yeah, don't.
So obviously don't want to, like, hang on about this too much.
I wouldn't talk about Leia anymore.
It has been noticed.
Yeah, okay. That's you that said that, not me.
My favourite example recently, and this is one that I really spotted, is the new George Ezra song.
Oh, don't ruin this
Cassio.
For me. I really like it. Don't ruin it.
But I only heard this for the first time a couple of days ago, and I noticed it sounded... I mean, you remember the song, right? Yeah. Well, I got my tracing paper so that I could trace my clock, and the face kept changing, and the hands, they wouldn't stop. I thought it sounded just like this. I got a brand new combine
harvester, I'll give you the key. Oh, no! No.
No, but what I mean it does sound like...
Oh, not Combine Harvester.
Yeah. And I've got a brand new... Kept changing and the hands, they wouldn't stop. Well, I was... See what I mean?
Oh, no, I do. Sadly, I do.
I'm sure he'll be pleased with that one.
Hi, if you're listening, George. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Okay, well, that sounds like Juliet by Lawson, and also Baggy Trousers.
Baggy Trousers.
Yeah. Shakira and Rihanna, can't remember to forget you. Oh, God, we're running out of music.
I just think we've got to be slightly concerned about it. I've got another one. And it
can we hear George Ezra once
more? Oh, go on then. Will I grab
my tracing paper? It's my favourite so far. I trace my clock, and the face kept changing, and the hands, they wouldn't stop. Well, I was... I ain't got a brand new combine harvester, and I'll give you the key. Okay, gloss over that.
Another one concerns One Direction's new song, Midnight Memories.
Yes. Now, my dad was saying about this the other day that it sounds something similar to something from the 80s.
Yes. It's an old one. It's a Def Leppard song.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Yes.
Same. Midnight, here's One Direction. And here's Def Leppard off the 80s. Oh, my word.
Running out.
Running out of music. Got a point, Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Introducing Charlie Sloth.
Ow! Yeah! Oh, gosh.
Big man ting.
Big man ting!
Here he is then.
How are you guys?
I'm Fat Tuesday. I'm good, are you right?
Why have you called it Fat Tuesday?
Because you're on.
That is so fattest. That is so rude. There's fat people around the country crying right now.
No, they don't need to be crying. It's a celebration.
Oh, it's a celebration.
Hey, this...
When's Pancake Tuesday? That must be coming up.
Who?
No.
That's still on, is it?
Who? You can't who pancakes, mate.
Apparently, I love pancakes.
I love pancakes.
Well, it will be. It's always on Tuesday, isn't it?
So
it'll be Pancake
amazing.
Day when you're in.
That's incredible.
Perfect.
This is brilliant for you. You need to go to Poland on Thursday.
Why?
It's Fat Thursday. It's a thing in Poland.
Really?
It's the day of the year when you eat as many donuts as you can.
I'm going on Thursday. Scott, you look like an East End gangster today with that jacket on.
I know.
You look really, really scary.
Do you like it though?
It's very nice. It's very dapperish.
Thank you.
But it's scary at the same time.
Yeah. I'm feeling like I need to, be a bit assertive today, you know?
Yeah.
Show a bit of authority around here, you know?
Like,
show
him
his boss.
If I didn't know you, I'd expect you to just be like this. Hello, Charlie.
All right, Charlie.
That's it. You got it. Oh, my gosh.
Down the arches.
You all right? Got a dodgy deal for you.
You all right?
You take these pancakes and these donuts.
Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. He's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. How's your show going, all right?
Oh, it's sick, cuz.
It is, cuz. It is.
It is sick.
I hear it quite a lot.
Do you like it, though?
Yeah, I do like it, though.
Oh, thanks, man.
What about this?
Kummerspeck is a German word which means excess weight gained due to emotional overeating. It literally translates as misery bacon.
This is just getting out of hand now.
What?
You guys are really fattest.
You're fattest?
No, you are obviously fattest.
I'm not even prepared to argue.
No,
you
are. You are fattest. I mean, every question...
You look at you, you're fattest.
And do you know what someone pointed out to me the other day on Twitter? That when you say, is this a fact or not, you don't even say fact or no more, you say fat.
I don't say fat.
No, you do, because I went back and I listened. And
I
you
don't.
Were saying, listen to this fat.
I don't say fat. Fact.
No. Every now and then you might accidentally get the two mixed up.
Kummerspeck. That's the German
misery
word.
Misery bacon.
Kummerspeck.
Which means excess weight gained due to emotional overeating.
What's emotional overeating?
When you're a bit sad, we've all done it, yeah. And you just delve for the chocolates or the ice creams.
I must be emotional every day, cuz.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
You feeling emotional now?
I'm actually quite happy.
Yeah, but that can also be even...
Oh, right, so both ends of the spectrum.
Being happy, you know, you could just eat, and that's...
Wow. That's
sounds more
what
like
do.
What you've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
But misery bacon, real or no real?
I don't think there's such a thing as misery bacon. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real for this one, you know.
Real.
Don't know why.
Okay.
Misery bacon. That sounds like something that mum would have on brown bread.
Chris Smith's lost interest, so that one is real.
There you go, cuz. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Is that your new one?
It's another one, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, gosh.
Where's that from, then?
I don't know. Probably stole it off a rapper.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so next on Real or No Real. What about this fact?
ITV's The Cube has its own supply of fly spray because the creatures keep getting stuck inside the glass box, distracting the contestants.
That would be annoying, wouldn't it? There you are, you're about to do your thing on The Cube, like a lot of pressure, and then a flipping bee comes in. Philip Schofield, not happy.
So it's a problem that they're having there with the insects in The Cube.
Yeah. So what they do is, I don't know whether it's a production assistant or maybe even Scof himself, who just busts out the fly spray, gets rid of them, and then the show can continue.
But imagine you're midway through doing a task in there, and you've got to, like, pause, and there's a fly buzzing around, and then someone runs in there with the spray, gassing up the place, and you've got it all in your throat, in the back of your throat. There's nothing worse than that when you spray fly spray, and then it all goes up your nose and in your throat. You feel like you're choking. You have a panic attack. It's quite awkward.
You'd be amazing on The Cube.
Yeah?
I think you're just amazing in any situation.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? I like to imagine Charlie Sloth doing different things. Like, some of the tasks in The Cube would be amazing.
Yeah, I think I'd be sick at it.
Just scrambling around trying to get all the balls in the bucket.
You need to go on.
Can we make that happen?
Can we please get Charlie Sloth on The Cube?
Can you ring Philip for me?
We go on together.
Oh, that'd be sick. We'd be a team.
Hitting it, though.
Let's do that.
People say that they like... This is Simon on Twitter. Yeah. Love Charlie Sloth and Real or No Real, especially when Scott Mills tries his weekly attempt at being street. Yeah. I'm just doing it because he's here. Yes, definitely you on the Cube. I would pay to see that.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further than what it did out there.
Yeah,
that's because it's me, babe.
So the Cube fly spray, real or no real?
I'm saying. What are you saying?
I'm going to say no real for this.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, not on. What about this though?
Lord's mum confiscates her iPhone in the evenings.
Why would she do that?
She might be texting Mandem, trying to get on the lips in tea.
Oh, I see. Is she too...
I'm sorry?
I don't know. why would she do that? Sorry, am I missing something? How old's Lord?
17.
So why was she allowed to the after-show parties?
Where? Good
at
point.
At the Brits.
Good point.
Yeah, but she had a pass from her mum, like she wouldn't normally be.
Fake ID?
No, fake really ID. Not fake ID.
We should report her.
It'll be like this. So, Lord, you can do your piano practice and your maths, and then you can do a really ranty blog about how rubbish everything is, and then I'm going to take your phone off you. That's my
that
impression of
really,
Lord's mum
really
there.
Really good accent.
From Auckland.
I can't see this being real. It's really?
Yeah, I can see this being real. I can imagine her mum being a right job's worth.
Pushy parents.
Yeah. And also, they are quite square in New Zealand, just saying.
That is rude. Zane ain't going to be happy.
Well, the people I've met are. Apart from Zane Lowe, actually, he's the coolest one. So Lord's mum confiscates her iPhone. Is that real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah!
She said in an interview that her mum takes it away so that she can concentrate on her homework. And that's actually a very admirable thing to do.
I reckon she got caught FaceTiming Justin Bieber.
So well done to Lord's mum. I don't think that's true. Here's a good point. Would you fit in the Cube?
That is so rude. That is so rude, cuz.
They could probably... I mean, does it have a roof?
Drop it in.
No, that is rude. That is fast. You guys are just taking it too far today.
The top down.
So rude.
Pancake Day is confirmed for next Tuesday, by the way, which is good news for us, Charlie.
Yep, good news for us.
Oh, that's good. It falls on Tuesday as well.
Do you know what I noticed, actually? Do you know where I've just moved into? I've got the biggest front door out of everyone. And
what are you talking about? Your new house?
My new house. Right. And my front door's
massive.
Hang
on, you've got a new house now?
The latest one, the one that I moved into just before Christmas.
Okay,
in December.
Is this the mansion?
Yeah.
With the pool?
With the pool.
And the big TV?
Sport pool, yeah.
Not the same one that you told me about before?
No, this is the new one.
Oh, you've moved, alright,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I've moved. Got the sport pool in this one.
Right.
It's really nice, actually, cinema.
Okay, where's this leading?
The front door. So...
What about it?
It's really, really big. Now, everyone else's front doors are your average front doors, even though they're big houses.
It's like it was designed with you in mind.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people are starting to think that I've had those doors put in.
Okay.
And
what, especially wide doors?
The funny thing is, unless they're both open, I can't get through them. Like, I have to turn to the side to get in. So we have to open both doors when I go home.
I don't know what's going on.
I just thought I'd share that.
And next.
After Charlie Sloth recently missed his show due to illness, BBC Radio 1 Extra bosses have begun auditioning replacements who could step in the next time he phones in sick.
No way.
So thing is, because you've got to be careful. You don't want to take too much time off. You know what I'm saying? I know you were ill in that, but never go on holiday.
Do you know what? I never go on holiday. I've been here. It's my fourth year, right? Here at the BBC. I had my first holiday last year. I had a week off. First holiday in 5 years.
You're sounding ranty. I don't know if it's the tone or what you're saying.
No, I'm just putting it out there. And in terms of being sick, I've been here for 4 years. I've had 6 days off. Ill. That's not bad, is it?
It's not that bad. I mean,
they're trying to replace me?
No, well,
they're auditioning. No, that's the point. They're auditioning people. Should you be off, that they can put in your place?
But that means they're trying to find someone to replace me.
I've actually got some clips of them. If you'd like to,
what?
Hear. Here we go.
Big man ting. Yeah.
That's one of them.
No, they're just trying to be me though, cuz.
And here's another audition.
Ask your nan.
Nah,
ask your nan.
Ow!
Yeah, this one. And.
Yeah.
Some people.
Just like him.
Trying to be you.
They're just trying to be me though, so that people are going to get annoyed. People are going to be like, I ain't setting in for this.
Well, then this sounds like it is real then, if there's evidence.
No way. What, they're trying to replace me?
Well, I guess so.
I've just got my foot in the door.
Real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
You're going to say real?
Real.
How are you going to do me like that, Chris?
I'm not. I'm just saying what's happening. I'm not the boss, am I?
So why is the boss trying to replace me?
I don't know. Who's the boss?
Can you have a word, please, Scott?
Real or no real?
Scott, can you have a word, please?
It's not my business, cuz, to be
Come
honest.
Come on, man. I thought we were friends.
Like, I'm struggling as it is. You know what I mean? You've got to keep hold on this.
You're not struggling.
Man's got to look after himself, Charlie.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Wait, can we just get something clear? Wait a minute. Can we just clear something up? If they get rid of me, will you guys have my back and be like, no, we can't come to work today?
What, like a union?
Go protest.
Yeah, like a protest.
Bring back sloth.
Bring back sloth.
We can make placards and have them outside the building.
Yeah. Do you guys agree to that?
Yeah.
We could get your son to do it. He was really good last week.
Yeah.
Mini Small manting.
He was hilarious.
He's really good.
What a legend.
But you just changed the subject really well there.
Yeah,
look,
well,
Charlie.
I'm not going on anyone's side.
Real or
what do you mean?
We're
friends.
It's best not here.
I would have your back, cos.
Would you, though?
Yeah.
What, so when they get rid of me, you're going to be like, bring back Mills?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, though?
Obviously.
All right, well, hold you to that. Shake on it.
Shake hands.
Yep. So you won't let anyone replace Scott? That's the Charlie
Never. Never. Whatever.
Unless we have a conversation and you're like, you know what? It's time to go, young Jedi.
Right, but if they get rid...
If they get rid, then I'm going to
be outside. Outside the building, cuz.
Bring Mills back.
Real or no real? Charlie's replacement,
well,
in case he's ill.
I'm hoping this ain't real, because otherwise I'm going to have a really bad show now.
I've said real.
That one is no real.
Big man ting!
Charlie Sloth forever. They were just clips of people trying to be you in the Access All Areas studio. It's listeners that got the chance to come in and do whatever they wanted in the studio. Yeah. And that was just them doing you. Yeah, they did.
Joe, it's really, really weird because the amount of people that kind of
want to be you.
Yeah, it's quite surreal, actually. And I think it's even more.
How many?
Quite a lot. Now, and even more so since I started doing this. Because I've tapped into a different audience with you guys, and I think you must have noticed it as well. You must be walking through the hood now. I'm like, oh my God, there's my like Millsy and Stark.
Yeah, it is actually.
Have you noticed that? Like, bare man, I'm like, oh my tutus, you're a bad man, you know, Millsy.
Yeah, sometimes when I walk through the hood on my way home, it's different now.
Do you feel safe now?
Yeah, I do actually. Much safer, yeah.
I think the other way around as well is I often see pictures of you where you're DJing, you're having pictures with people,
yeah,
and they can sometimes look different to the audience that you might expect. You know, sometimes maybe a little bit posh.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to do the cool thing with their hands next to you, the hand thing.
True.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's gone. I mean, the audience figures are huge for this time on a Tuesday as well. So I thank you for that. At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 10. Charlie got 40. Doesn't get any better.
Back with a bang, cuz.
Yeah. Good
man with a plan. If I can't do a thing with your mum, I'll do a ting with your nan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to watch the video of Hugh Stevens and the Innuendo Bingo you just heard, go to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Type Radio 1 into YouTube, you'll find it. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1. If you can't join us live, get this podcast.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio